Blackstone Audio presents Bone Reapers, a Dinah Pellerin mystery by Jean Matthews. This book is read by Kate Redding. For their many and varied contributions to this book, I thank Gail Boyer-Hayes, Jean Klein, Joe Winston, Sal Gordon, and Joe Masuko, and for his extreme indulgence and insightful editing, I thank my husband, Sid DeLong. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? Book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 21. Between August and December 1349, approximately two-thirds of the population of Norway perished from the Black Death. Historians believe that the plague arrived on Norwegian shores when an English trading ship carrying a cargo of wool and a crew of dead men ran aground on the western coast near Bergen. But legend holds that the great pestilence was brought by a pair of mysterious travelers, a man and a woman. The man carried a rake. The woman carried a broom. Where the man raked, those lucky enough to slip between the teeth of the rake were spared, but where the woman used her broom, all were swept away to their deaths. Chapter 1.
Doomsday? No, 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 that's a gross exaggeration. A scary catchword, cooked up by another disaster salesman like yourself. You journalists just can't help yourselves.
Senator Colt Sheridan, R. Montana, fat cat wheat farmer and presidential hopeful, remained annoyingly fresh and full of himself after the nearly nine-hour flight from Washington, D.C. to Longyearbyen, Norway. Dinah Pellerin shifted uncomfortably in her front-row seat and tried not to groan out loud. Three speakers had delivered their remarks and sat down, but the gentleman from Montana gave no sign that he was ready to cede the podium. He had spoken for over 20 minutes, and now he was fielding questions from the media while Dinah shivered from the cold. The disaster salesman was undaunted.
"So this trip isn't because you're worried about an agricultural Armageddon?" "It's about international cooperation."
Senator Sheridan spit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?